Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnocky and I'm here with Matt and Jess.
Hey Dave, hey Jess.
Hi Matt, hi Dave.
Sorry Hello, if that everyone. Was loud. It wasn't. Why am I saying that?
Why would you say that?
Fucking, I just made Dave look.
It's like he finally found the microphone and it scared him a little bit.
107 episodes in and now we know what Matt sounds like.
Woo!
Easy, mate. Easy.
Didn't want to commit to a big woo there because I was afraid I'd be too loud, Dave. Better check it. Ah, made him look.
Ugh. You dickhead.
Yeah, you looked at the monitor twice.
I feel like an idiot.
Hey, Dave, what's over there?
Look, I respond to points.
You know, I saw our good friend Mark Bonanno just last week.
From Auntie Donna.
And you know that fucking trick of, oh, you got something on your shirt, and then they smack you in the nose? He got me twice with that. Yeah. I'm 27.
Smack me in the nose once. Shame on you.
Smack me in the nose twice.
And you could feed a whole village.
I think you're
mixing a couple of phrases there, matey, but it's still good and applicable.
How long in between first and second flick?
Like an hour or so?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. I felt like a damn fool.
Hey, Jess, what's that?
No, I'm not. No, he got me.
It is fun when people discuss. Matt, what he did was she didn't look down and he flicked her anyway. I love that strategy.
The commit to it.
No, fuck it. I'm going to flick your nose, mate.
Yeah. I'm going to hit your nose like a naughty dog.
Please don't do it to me because I am susceptible to nosebleeds.
Okay. I don't want to start a nosebleed.
I believe that.
It is actually
I believe
true.
That.
You're a fragile.
Look, I thought that I had nosebleeds pretty bad, but you remember in primary school when you had to go out and you'd wear a name tag in case you got lost and... Well, do you have that?
I think you know, Dave, that I grew up in a time before primary school.
Sorry. Before any schooling.
Yeah. So I remember I was quite an old man when schooling came in. I'm like, this will never catch on.
How'd you feel when they introduced the first iPod?
I'm a little bit behind. I haven't caught up that far. When do they come in?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
iPod.
iPod. Anyway, yeah, anyway, what about the name tags?
Anyway, if I could continue my very boring story,
if I could. I want nothing more.
No, it's just you would have a name tag, Matt, so if you got lost away from the group, you weren't taken out by a wolf. And
that makes sense.
Name tag obviously protects you from wolves.
Yeah, they can
and
read.
You would have, like if you had asthma, it was a, you know, Dave Warnocky asthma, which I fortunately didn't have.
Because wolves won't eat asthmatics.
Oh my God, that's how you get asthma.
And
is that how you get it?
Yes. There was a kid who had nosebleeds written on there. And then when we went to a cinema once, he wasn't allowed to sit up in the back rows in case the height of the cinema caused him to get a nosebleed.
Your teachers were idiots.
Isn't that ridiculous?
This is why I said schools will never catch on. Because, I mean, who's going to want to teach? Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents are teachers. I apologise.
They are very disappointed in
it's
you
It's weird
right
that
now.
They were, because... obviously, the teaching wasn't invented.
When you were a man.
Yeah, if you thought Matt was old, fuck.
His parents are relics.
He's got quite a complicated family tree.
Yeah. Look, we don't have time to go into it.
Much like Cleopatra, you are married to your sister.
No.
What a way to find out.
Anyway... We've got to get cracking.
We've got to crack into this episode.
I'd love to.
Which is one that's been voted by the patrons. Our Patreon supporters have voted on this topic.
And we love a Dave Warnicki topic because it means Matt and I get to be the sass twins.
Yeah.
And shit all over your tiny little body.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're going to have some pretty good aim to shit on this thin stick. I say, pointing to my cock.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Welcome, new listeners. So, you know, on this show, one thing we all love, especially Jess Perkins, we love a good name.
Yes.
So what we do is, for my reports lately, we've been, I've been putting three topics out there for our Patreon supporters to choose from.
Yep.
So what I did was I went through our hat of listener suggestions.
So good, dude.
Listener suggestions. Listener.
Matt, have a go.
Listener suggestion.
Oh.
Thank you, Matt. And I picked out what I thought were the three of the coolest names in there.
Great.
So the topic was cool names. People just voted on their name.
Fuck yeah.
I hope Ballarat, Hawthorne, Grandma
are in there.
So to get us on topic, I've got a question. And my question is, who is the scariest person in all of history to have the name Vlad?
Vlad the Impaler.
It is Vlad the Impaler!
Oh, that's good. Not Vladimir Putin.
No, this,
sorry?
Putin. Putin? Is it Putin?
Is
Vladimir
what,
Putin?
Is what Putin?
Are you Putin?
Is this Putin?
I'm Putin here.
You Putin to me? I don't see anyone else here. You must be Putin to me. That's Elvis doing De Niro saying Putin wrong. Pretty good stuff.
Putin wrong? What?
Putin. Putin.
Vladimir Putin. Who were the other Vladimirs that you offered?
I was certain you were going to say Putin first or Putin, and I was going to say he's an evil guy, but not the most evil by a long shot.
Vlad. Well,
I would have said Putin first.
Just jumped in there.
Just let me get a bloody word in.
He didn't say Vladimir. He said Vlad.
No. What do you think Vladimir is to his mates?
No, I'm aware of that, but
obviously
the clue was in
putes,
the Vlad.
He's putes to some, but also
the clue
Vlad.
Was in the Vlad.
Okay, that's true.
I don't know who Vlad the Impaler is. Thought that was a fictional character.
Original Dracula, sort of. Is that not all right? Good.
No, that is the same, one and the same, but we will get to the connections there. This topic has been suggested by one person. Usually I thought a topic like this would have a couple more. Dane, who is at MGI471 on Twitter.
Oh, Matt, Dane, your Twitter handle should be Great Dane. You fucked up. I know it's probably taken. Go GR number 8.
Probably also taken.
Oh, come on, Dave.
What about Great Dane MGI471?
That's not taken. I'm not even going to check. I know that's not taken.
What about Pretty Good Dane?
Oh, that's good, actually.
That is.
Yeah.
Or Average Dane.
Average Dane. Fairly all right Dane on a good day.
Opposite of
on
bad
a good Dane. Dane.
Opposite of bad Dane. There's so many Dane. Ugh.
So, Matt, you know a little bit about Vlad the Impaler.
I've told you everything. I think he's from Transylvania.
Putin?
No, Pennsylvania. Putin. No, Transylvania.
Transylvania's the right one there. That's correct. And Jess just knows the name. Because you would agree that's one of the coolest names in the hat.
Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler.
Impaler adds the cool factor, yes.
That's the name of it. There's a song called Vlad the Impaler by English band.
Kasabian have the song.
Ah.
Sorry, and Noel Fielding from the Mighty Boosh dresses up as Vlad the Impaler in the film clip.
Oh, that's cool. I like Noel Fielding.
He's very good.
I'm more of a Howard Moon man.
Are you?
Which is not his real name.
Julian Barrett.
Julian Barrett. So funny.
Yeah, so what a great show. What a great show. But here's a different show. I was going to say great show, but it's not as good as The Boosh. But anyway, so let's crack on with Vlad the Impaler. Thank you to Dane for the suggestion. Vlad the Impaler, whose full name was Vlad the Third Dracula. Great name.
There were two Draculas that came before him.
No, well, he was also known as Vlad Tepes, which is Impaler in Romanian.
Ah. I was like, I don't like that as much.
And a lot of history things do refer to him as Vlad Tepes. He was born in 1431 in Transylvania in modern-day Romania. He was the second legitimate son of Vlad II Dracul.
Dracul.
So without the A on
that. That is Dracul as. Hey, Jess. Yeah, you're so Dracul.
He's bullying you back.
No, that's...
Shoes on the other foot now.
What? Finished? Friend of mine. You were going to say dickhead, weren't you?
Yeah, it had that rhythm, didn't it?
Yeah, it always does.
Vlad III took the name Dracula, meaning son of Dracul.
Ah, of course.
And in Romanian, Dracul means dragon, so he's the son of the dragon.
Fuck, that's cool.
Fucking badass. That's real.
That's Dracul.
See, I knew Jess was going to get involved because she likes names.
I do like names, and I like names that mean dragon.
his father, the dragon... Was also
Stop! The dragon. Hey, it's me, your dad, the dragon. I'm here to pick you up from school. Get on the motorbike.
Dad, dragon, you're so embarrassing.
What do you mean I'm embarrassing? So I went to get cigarettes and I never came back. What? What about it?
That is so embarrassing. You don't even know how to buy simple things at a shop. Ugh.
Dad?
My dad got lost for 11 years. Ugh.
I'm sad I never get to be a dad. Because no kid will ever turn to me and go, oh, dad. Never. And I've never sassed my mum once. No kid ever has. Mums are just angels.
No, you meant no kid's ever sassed your mum. You meant any mum.
Oh, no. My mum will not take sass from any child.
Wow. Okay.
Jeez. She works at a school. And one time, or like quite often, kids will sort of march in and demand things from her. And she will say, like, what's the magic word? Meaning, like, they need to say please. And one time she said, what's the magic word? And a girl went, abracadabra? And mum was like, yeah, fine, right, you can have whatever you want. Yeah, good point. Well played.
Well, Dracul was the illegitimate son of... There's so many Romanian names here that I'll say wrong. Mircea, the first of Wallachia. Wallachia, I'm going to say that a lot, because that's a historical and geographical region in the south of Romania. So that's the area that they live in. That's their kingdom.
Cool.
And when Vlad Dracula, that's the Impaler, was born, his uncle, who was a legitimate son, was in power. So they were sort of waiting in the wings.
For power.
For power. Vlad Senior, this is the dragon, was a bit of a badass. He got his name because he was member of the Order of the Dragon.
Which was a bikie gang.
Yeah, one of the early
They
bikies.
Had a dragon on the back of their leather vests. That's pointing to his back.
Before they had bikes, they just sort of stood around and, like,
knifed
waited
people.
For things to do.
They were penny farthings.
So Dracul is in the Order of the Dragon. Originally... The best part about this for Matt and I is that we were joking about penny farthings being the lame go-to joke for transport on the way here, and Jess just got cracked by it.
It's look, I didn't. It's very good.
Very happy that got in. So he's from the Order of the Dragon, originally founded by the King of Hungary. The aim of the Order of the Dragon, it was sort of like a secret little society of knights, was to fight the Ottoman Empire and defend the Hungarian monarchy.
Jess is laughing at Ottoman Empire. You picture them in the feet seats?
Yeah, they're all just chasing you.
I knew that. Jess was going to laugh at that.
They're fighting him. Ah, get it.
I so knew that she was going to laugh at that. But the aim of the order was to fight the Ottoman Empire and defend the Hungarian...
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm going to say that about 6 dozen times in this report. I'm
going to find it funny every time. Nah, I probably won't. I'm over it now.
Bored.
Next.
defend the Hungarian monarchy from foreign and domestic enemies, and the Catholic Church from heretics and pagans. So they're big into Christianity. And the Ottoman Empire, pause for laughter, is a big sort of...
They're really all about foot comfort.
Yeah, that's what they're
resting your legs.
But it's sort of a... They are surrounded, basically, by the Ottoman Empire.
They're so comfy.
Have you never heard of the Ottoman Empire?
Of course I have, but it's late at night and I'm tired. And I went for a run today and my legs are actually quite sore. I could really use an ottoman. I had my feet up on that seat and then you had to come in and sit down. Now my legs are just dangling in the wind like some kind of fucking animal.
And with that, the Ottoman Empire crumbled. It's gone.
So was the Ottoman Empire that was obviously not Christian? Was that a religious empire?
No, that's a Muslim empire.
Muslim. That would have been my guess. Or Scientology.
Either or. So they sort of surrounded mostly by this empire, so they're often worried about them. Vlad Jr., that's the Impaler, he was also a member of the Order of the Dragon.
He had a tiny little dragon jacket.
Situated directly between Christian Europe and the Muslim Ottoman Empire, Wallachia was a very dangerous part of the world at the time. They didn't just have to worry about different empires and religions fighting each other. They also had to worry about...
Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
And infighting with bears. And inbreeding with bears.
Hot.
Inbreeding with bears.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a time.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, it was a very dangerous time. You ever tried to make love to a bear?
Who was also your relative?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Uncle Joe.
He's also a Wookiee.
The kingdom of Wallachia went through an extremely turbulent and violent time during the 15th century. And in fact, the leadership of the kingdom changed hands by violence 18 times.
I'd love to live in a kingdom. It just sounds so magical. Don't you know? You know what you reckon?
I think we sort of almost do, right? Only it's a queen.
Queendom.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't... There's no castles.
I feel like Jess has missed the point of that sentence, which was the violence changing the leadership 18 times in 100 years.
Yeah, but they have castles.
So it doesn't...
Princesses.
It's not that fun.
It's always kingdoms. Dragons. In Disney stories. I want to live in a kingdom. I just live in a city. Where's our nearest kingdom?
Toy Kingdom.
Fuck yeah, I'm moving there. Thank you.
So it's the lack of king. Because Australia's still part of the monarchy.
No, but
British.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling the listener. I know you're telling the listener that.
Right. Yeah, but even when we have a king,
I don't know. What is that not?
I'm angry at the point, at the lack of castles.
Right. I mean, the castles are there. They're just a little journey. They have castles in England.
Yeah, that's true.
We've also got Cryle Castle near Geelong.
We do have Ballarat.
Near Ballarat, is it?
No. Oh, near Ballarat Grandma.
Ballarat Grandma.
So let us take a little bit of time to explain to the listener what Cryle Castle is.
For those who weren't annoyed with this detour as yet.
So sorry. Fuck.
Well, basically, it's like a medieval reenactment place.
Yeah. A guy built a castle.
And Jess hasn't been there?
I haven't.
Well, for someone
all those times in Ballarat.
For someone who's crying out for kingdoms and has been to Ballarat a million times, very strange.
You're right. It's on the next trip to Grandma's. Sorry, Grandma, I've got to stop past Cryle Castle for a bit of comfort.
May she rest in peace.
She's alive.
But may she nap in
nap
peace.
Nap in peace. To be more accurate.
Resting, yeah. She loves a rest.
Basically, I'm trying to paint the picture that this is a really violent time.
Even though it's a kingdom.
Your nana loves a little resty.
Oh, Matthew. Okay, yes, violent time, but still they have castles, so I don't feel a lot of sympathy for them.
Still very a violent time, and this is, I'm not going to lie, a pretty violent episode.
Ooh.
Possibly given away by the title, Vlad the Impaler.
I think.
And he took that title literally. We'll get to that.
Gross.
So he got the title before he did any impaling.
He was one of those,
impaling, okay.
Nominal determinism, when you have a job based on your name, like John Baker, the Baker, Vlad the Impaler. Well, better impale some people, otherwise this is getting embarrassing.
Yeah. Imagine not living up to your name.
You're very Perkins.
Thank you.
No worries. David could be a little more Warnocky, though.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, I'll try my best.
He's relatively Warnocky, I guess.
Caution. Corner.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it means, apparently. Vlad Senior.
Senor.
Senor.
The Spanish Vlad.
Senor Dracul. He seized power when his brother died in 1436. At this time, and for centuries following this, Wallachia was actually under the control of the powerful Ottoman Empire that pretty much surrounded them.
I love that hasn't run out of juice for you.
I'm just imagining Ottomans just probably surrounding you.
So Wallachia is under control of the Ottoman Empire, and they had to financially support the Ottoman Empire to avoid stirring up trouble, kind of like paying taxes. And Vlad II, this is Dracul, reluctantly agreed to pay the tribute demanded of him by the Ottoman Empire, despite his affiliation with the Order of the Dragon, which is secretly to undermine them. But he knows, if he doesn't pay them, he will get invaded, so he does that. Vlad Dracul did not support an Ottoman Empire of Transylvania in March 1442, and this stance got him into trouble. An Ottoman Sultan, Murad II.
Sultan? Fuck, that's cool. There's
a few sultans in this. They ordered him to come to Gallipoli to demonstrate his loyalty. So he went off there and he took his son, Vlad Jr., and his younger brother, Radu. And they were all imprisoned when they arrived.
Ah, great. What a welcome.
Vlad Dracul, the dad, was released before the end of the year, but Vlad Jr. and Radu had to remain as hostages to secure his loyalty. This practice of handing over loved ones for family members as hostages was common in ancient times and for many centuries since. Basically, don't fuck with me or I'll kill your son.
Sure.
But having his two little boys held hostage did little to deter the badass Vlad Senior, who openly supported the King of Poland and Hungary against the Ottoman Empire during a crusade in 1444. So he sort of went, ah, whatever, I don't care.
Sure, okay, cool, great.
He was convinced that his sons were, quote, butchered for the sake of Christian peace. But fortunately for them, neither Vlad nor Radu was murdered or mutilated after their father's rebellion.
So that is fortunate.
He just kind of assumed that they were killed.
Anyway, moving on.
And he was pretty cool with it.
Pretty Dracul with
Dracul, it. Dracul, yeah. Thank you.
Come on, Dave.
When he was imprisoned, it was claimed that Vlad Jr. enjoyed torturing insects with sticks. He'd impale them slowly.
Oh, okay.
Like he did years later with real people.
Oh, okay. Spoilers.
So at a young age, possibly already showing some psychopathic tendencies.
Great. Great. Cool. Had they invented magnifying glasses by that stage?
Unfortunately for bugs, no, because that'd probably be less painful than being slowly impaled.
Oh, yuck.
Man, they're so small. How do you do it slowly?
Yeah, surely it's just done.
Yeah.
You've just got no imagination.
Or you're not a psychopath. So yeah. That's probably good, actually, yeah. It's probably good that you can't picture that or want to do it. There is a moth in my room that's been there for a couple of days.
Impaled.
And I'm not happy about it, because you know how I feel about moths.
They used to do that, right? People collect moths, they'd impale them alive to collect them, because you couldn't kill them. You'd squash them. They'd pin their wings. Oh. Isn't that fucked? I think they'd just sit there and die.
Let's move on.
Maybe.
I don't like that.
Is that true?
I don't like moths, but I don't like that.
Well, if Jesse, you don't like this, I'm afraid there's a big section on impaling.
Oh, no.
Pretty soon.
Can I go home?
Yeah, sure.
You guys have fun. Bye.
I just want to talk about his appearance for 1 second.
Ooh, can we guess?
All right. What do you reckon, Vlad Jr.?
Slick black hair with that demon's peak or whatever you call it. What do you call it? Devil's peak.
I was thinking like a Thor, like blonde long locks.
I was thinking like fangs.
Yeah.
Like a cape.
Matt's definitely gone to Dracula. You've gone to Chris Hemsworth.
Always. I'm thinking he's a big brawny guy and he's got a heart of gold.
Chris Hemsworth again.
Yeah. Is it Chris Hemsworth? Is Chris Hemsworth the answer?
Yes.
I don't think they invented huge bulking systems back then. I don't reckon big muscly guys. You ever see old photos of muscly guys? They don't have like the fully crazy cut boobs and stuff like they do now.
Yeah. The boobs are just so cut now.
They cut. Chris Hemsworth.
He's got boobs.
He's packing.
He's packing boobs.
He's pecking.
He's pecking, yeah.
Jess Peckins. Okay, what's he look like?
All right, so only one painting survives of him, and it's probably a copy of the original, but the widespread image is, and this is a description of him, he was very, not very tall, but very stocky and strong, in brackets, large boobs. He had a cold and terrible appearance.
He had a cold.
His whole life.
Whole life.
That would have been a nightmare.
Could not shake it. Wouldn't take his vitamins.
Swollen nostrils.
Swole.
A thin and reddish face, in which the very long eyelashes framed large, wide-open green eyes. The bushy black eyebrows made them appear threatening. His face and chin were shaven, but for a mustache.
Oh, cool.
The swollen temples increased the bulk of his head. Right, what are you imagining?
He was bulking up.
He's not a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a mess.
He's a weird-looking dude.
What, did you get that from when I said a cold and terrible appearance?
Yeah.
Nah, I missed that. I got short and stocky. And everything else you said is what led me to think.
Mustache.
I like the mustache. No, I reckon he sounds like a cartoon villain.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, he totally, he does. If you look at the, if you do a search of paintings of him, he does look like a villain.
I'm imagining Jack Lemmon as the bad guy in the Great Race.
Herbie Strikes Again.
Speed Racer?
No. Really old black and white film.
Wacky Races?
Mickey Steamboat Mickey?
Stop it. The Great Race. I'm sure that's what it's called.
No, The Great Race then.
The Great Escape.
Yes.
Cannonball Run.
That's the one. Schindler's List.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Correct. These are all correct answers. Wow. Thank you so much for your help, Jack.
Jack Lemmon, what an oeuvre.
You pieces of shit. What an oeuvre.
Oeuvre.
Putin.
Putin. What an... Putin's oeuvre.
He's got quite the oeuvre.
Dave, do go on.
Vlad Jr.'s father and his older brother were murdered. Oh, dear. The son of Vlad Dracul's cousin was made the ruler of Wallachia. No one is 100% on who killed Vlad Sr., but it's likely to be the guy, Vladislav, that got to replace him, the cousin.
Vladislav.
Vladislav.
Don't like that.
Okay.
I like it.
Vladislav.
Vladislav. Vladislav. It's Vladislav. Fun to say, Vladislav.
I read one source that claimed Vlad Sr. was buried alive with his son.
That's not nice. So that's not good at all. That's not when you're supposed to be buried.
No.
You should be dead for that.
I did it backwards.
Yeah. That's no good.
Unless you're being buried in...
Money!
Money.
That's a fine way to suffocate to death.
Kisses! Yeah. Oh no, I'm buried in a... Can't get away. I can't escape these kisses.
Kiss to death.
Oh no.
What a way to go.
Upon the death of his father and older brother, Vlad became a potential claimant to Wallachia, and at this time he's still imprisoned over in the Ottoman Empire. And the Ottomans let him return home to claim power and even lent him military support. As the new guy, Vladislav, was backed by the Hungarians, the natural enemy of the Ottoman.
Oh.
You wrote that, didn't you?
No, I didn't, but I...
You enjoyed it.
I do like talking about otters.
I watched you enjoy that. It was nice. Matt, did you see him?
No, I missed
it. So, Vladislav had to leave the kingdom to fight the Ottoman soldiers, and whilst he was away, Vlad the Impaler regained the throne for his family, so he snuck in and he's the king! Hooray!
Hey guys, it's me, I'm back, I'm the king, no questions. Alright, back to work.
And he's king for 2 whole months!
Oh, I thought you were going to say days.
Months is good.
Months is alright.
Get a lot done in 2 months.
I couldn't handle being a king for 2 months. Ugh! All the parties and the decisions and the picking of the curtains.
It is very difficult.
I assume they do a lot of redecorating, kings.
Oh, that's the first 2 months of any kingdom.
Imagine coming back and then you've got to redecorate their redecoration.
Got to undo all this work and start again.
Pretty awful.
And it's fine.
Check out the mauve curtains. We what just were have they thinking?
Very different taste.
Mm-hmm.
He had to, so he's in charge for 2 months, but he had to run back to the Ottoman Empire for protection when the other guy, Vladislav, came home and simply kicked him out.
Oh, so he came back and said, "Hi everyone, I'm back, I'm king again."
Get out of here.
Oi, that's my throne.
Get out of here.
He shooed him away like a stray cat. Oi.
Didn't he have an army? Didn't they give him an army or something?
No, he had an ottoman, though.
Yeah, an ottoman army. Vlad had to leave and he found exile in Moldavia to the northeast. He went there because his brother-in-law, Bogdan II.
Bogdan.
That's good, right?
No.
I included that because that's a great name.
Bogdan.
Bogdan, I like that.
Bogdan II was on the throne. So he lived...
Bet he was. Spent all this time on there, Bogdan.
You could not get Dan off that throne.
What would his nickname be? Would it be Dan? Or would they call him Bog? Because Bog is a shit name.
No, it's probably just...
Oh. Didn't even do that on purpose.
They call him Shit Dan.
Shit Dan.
Or King Shit Dan. Look, mate, I appreciate you calling me king, but shit isn't really very nice. You hear me?
Shit Dan.
Oh, fuck. So he got to live there in peace for a while Shit Dan was there. But then someone knocked off Bogdan, Shit Dan, and Vlad had to run away again. He offered himself to the Hungarian leader, John Hunyadi, which is an anagram of Hyundai. I really enjoyed that.
Drive away, no more to pay.
John Hunyadi. I mean, Hunyadi.
Did you figure that out yourself?
Yeah. I looked at it and I was like, that is it. You swap two letters and that is Hyundai. The car brand, that's big everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call him Hyundai from now on. John Hyundai, who's actually a very famous Hungarian guy. I looked him up, like a national hero of theirs. I wonder if they know how close they were to having a national hero called Hyundai.
John... That would be a national shame.
Yeah.
Moderately priced car brand. Ugh.
Let me just say that I've actually watched overseas rallying before with an American commentator, and they actually say Hyundai for Hyundai.
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 So I just wanted to translate that for any American listeners.
God,
his name is almost the same as John Hyundai.
Aluminum.
Jeez, they got some work to do over there, don't they?
Fucking hell.
Nah, good on them.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Yeah, that's one thing so about Americans.
So many words or so many people?
Both.
Yeah, if you think about it.
Fuck,
it's quite a lot of both of those
that's
things.
Deep, eh?
Whoa, that's deep, eh?
There's like so many people like... So many words.
Do you guys ever look up at the stars and think, there's so many words and stars.
And people. And grains of sand.
I don't.
Me either. I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, very busy.
If it's nighttime, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I live in the city. I can't see fucking stars.
I got a roof on my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but imagine if you did, right? That'd be cool.
Hey.
Well, Hyundai, he let Vladimir.
Well, you're saying this guy's a national hero and you're going to continue to call him Hyundai.
Yeah.
A bit disrespectful to the Hungarians, fine makers of salamis. And also, on top of that, they also just are nice people as well. And have a great city called... Budapest.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed going to. Which is the coming together of three cities, Buda, Pest, and Obuda. A little bit of geography there for you guys.
There you go. I'm sure Jess already knew all of that.
Mm.
I'm sure she also gave a fuck.
If I could just get back onto Hyundai.
Interesting. Go on.
Hunyadi, fine, we'll call him his name. That's probably mispronouncing it. They'd probably prefer me to say Hyundai, to be honest. He let Vlad live, mercifully, because... Vlad had a knowledge of the Ottoman Empire and made him useful as an advisor.
I know how to put my feet up on things. It's always funny. Ottomans.
Ottomans, like that.
They had one in my childhood home. It was green.
I think I found out that Ottoman meant like a footstool when someone made a joke about the Ottoman Empire. I don't think I'd ever heard of Ottomans because I didn't grow up in the affluent East.
Wow.
What? You didn't put your feet up?
My God, my butler had an ottoman. He had six. One for each day of the week, and then on the seventh day...
He stood.
And they were actual ottomans.
Yeah.
People from that... They were mummified.
Yeah.
Soldiers from the Ottoman Empire.
Him to put his feet up on.
Six of them.
They're not bloody cheap, either.
They're so dumb. Why did we have them? They just took up space.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is a sign of I have too much space.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In 1456, at the age of 25, Vlad was allowed to lead an army into Wallachia, where he reclaimed his throne and, according to legend, killed the Hungarian puppet leader and his enemy and cousin, Vladislav II, in personal combat.
Ooh.
Allegedly.
Slap fight.
With a puppet.
Ow. Don't.
Allegedly beheading him with the slaps.
Okay.
so now he's in charge for the second time. Woo!
Yeah!
But his kingdom
round number two.
His kingdom isn't exactly peaceful. His lands were in a practically ruinous state due to constant warfare and internal strife caused by feuding boyars.
Boyars!
Which is what they called
members. Boyakasha!
That's what they called members of the aristocracy. So they're like nobles and such. But boyar is a way cooler name.
Boyar.
Yeah, they got things right in that area.
Ottoman. Plus, is it?
Sultans.
Boya.
This goes on.
Etc.
Impaling.
Well, to consolidate power, old mate Vlad invited hundreds of these boyars to a banquet. Knowing that his authority would soon be challenged, he had his guests stabbed whilst they were sitting down, and their still twitching bodies impaled, something that he was soon to gain a reputation
Hang on.
For.
Hang on.
That is no way to treat a guest.
He invited how many of them?
200.
And they were all stabbed at the same time?
Yes.
So he had 200 people like, oh, let me get that chair for you. Stab.
I imagine what he would have done is go, before we sit down, could everyone line up next to this really long rod and just hold. And sorry, that's going to hurt a little bit as we go. Don't worry about what the person in front of you is doing. Writhing, that's what they're doing. Don't worry about that. And shish kebab tonight.
Or he said, could everyone take their seats? And they said, oh, sir, my seat appears to be a knife. No, 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 that's just
that's how we do
something
it.
We've shipped in from the Ottoman Empire. They're trying out a new thing. You know, they've got those weird stools. Now they've got these weird chairs that look like knives. Just sit down on that for me. Everyone?
All the way down.
Everyone at the same time? Everyone? Hey, Gary, up the back. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah. I don't want to sit on a knife.
Gary.
But they were all impaled.
All right. Oh. Everyone but Gary. He figured it out.
Oops.
That Vlad was keen to show his dominance, and in a letter he stated that, quote, when a man or a prince is strong and powerful, he can make peace as he wants to. But when he is weak, a stronger one will come and do what he wants to him. So he's trying to lay down the law.
Who did he write this letter to? His mum?
Dear diary.
Dear diary, it's I, Vlad, the Impaler. How are you?
That's my name. That's what they call me.
Well, he began to have hundreds or even thousands of people he perceived to be his enemies executed. He particularly wanted to exact revenge on those that he saw as letting down his father during his reign. Many of these people were impaled, something that led Vlad to get the nickname Vlad the Impaler. Now, you might be wondering, Jess, what exactly is this impalement that I keep talking about?
Yes, well, that is what I'm thinking,
let me
Dave.
Just say, it has definitely, since reading and researching this report, been added to my list of ways I do not want to die. Somewhere between...
Never put that on the public record.
Oh, no. Somewhere between being burnt alive and eaten alive by rats.
Oh.
Somewhere, that's on a scale of...
Okay, yeah, no, I understand.
So,
Which is higher and which is lower?
No. Oh, I won't give away that secret, mate.
Come on, mate. We've got to protect some of our privacy.
Yeah, that's true. I just thought we could organise something for your birthday. A little surprise rat feast. Oh, Jess. Look, Jess is like, how did you... Don't give away the surprise.
Sorry, Jess.
She looks very disappointed and disgusted with my behaviour.
Yes.
So this is Vlad the Impaler's How to Impale People 101.
Oh my god.
A wood or metal pole is inserted through the body, either front to back or vertically.
Up your butthole.
Shooting through the rectum or vagina. The exit wound could be near the victim's neck, shoulders or mouth.
What the fuck?
It's a pig on a spit sort of thing.
In some cases, the pole was rounded, not sharp, to avoid damaging internal organs and therefore prolonging suffering of the victim.
In a lot of ways, it's just like a really big piercing.
The pole was then raised vertically to display the people, and it could take hours or days for the person to die. So it's real bad, and he's like, let's get all these people impaled, and they do them all at the same time.
Okay, probably saved him on costs.
He would have...
Is that why?
Yeah.
He would, bulk deal.
He would leave fields of impaled people, so it was like a forest of dead people.
What the fuck?
And this isn't the only crazy violent shit he did. When diplomatic envoys had an audience with Vlad in 1459, the diplomats declined to remove their hats, citing that it would be against their religion to take off their hats.
He impaled their hats.
So, commending them on their religious devotion... Vlad ensured that their hats would remain forever on their heads by nailing the hats to their skulls. I know, he's fucking crazy.
Did that kill him? How big were the nails? You said, so was that you being funny there? Or was he actually like, I appreciate this, I'm going to help you?
I don't know.
I would much rather get impaled through the tum. Because, right, I'm just clenching.
I'm picturing, and then you lift up the stick, and there's a few of you on there, like I was saying before, shish kebab style, and then you're just swinging like this.
Stop.
And then someone comes up and goes like this, and you go, woo, woo, and you just spin around, like, and then maybe, like, the wind blows, and he puts you out. And then in that field, there'd just be, like, a field of those, sort of, like, those.
Like foosball table.
Oh, you can make a human.
Yeah, well, I'd rather that than being vertically impaled.
Shooting up your butthole.
Oh, stop. It's making me clench.
It's making me think of a couple of good mates talking about comic book movies.
So he's a pretty bad guy. And there's other stories of him boiling people alive and dipping his bread in the blood of people while they died. All this he's a bad guy.
I love bread. Just eat it as is.
How good's bread?
Pop in some soup.
How good is blood?
No!
When it's inside your body, very circulating, good. Carrying oxygen through.
Very important. Also important to remember to donate blood.
Yeah.
If you can.
Via impalement. Via your anus.
Ah! You should not be having blood coming out your anus.
Really?
No, Dave.
Ever. There's no circumstance.
There's no healthy circumstance that blood's coming from your anus.
That the Red Cross will not accept
anus blood.
Anus blood. Not 100% sure, but I think that's one of their things.
You rock up with your own little baggie. You drop it on the table. There you go. That's 3 pints of anus blood. Where do I get paid? You don't get paid for normal blood. Why would I pay you for anus blood in this country?
I think they do in America.
Yeah.
Imagine that, getting paid for blood. What a system.
Speaking of capitalism, Jesus, it's so wrong.
Everything's got a price. I love it.
So... It's estimated he killed about 80,000 people through various means. A lot of these people are impaled. And he's getting a reputation as a bit of a psychopath across Europe.
Hmm.
At the beginning of 1462, however, Vlad launched a campaign against the Turks, which are part of the Ottoman Empire, along the Danube River. It was quite risky, the military force of Sultan Mehmed II being far more powerful than the Wallachian army that Vlad was commanding. However, during the winter of 1462, Vlad was very successful and things were going well for him, so it was looking like it was going to go well. But to punish Vlad, the Sultan got his proper army together and launched a full-scale invasion of Wallachia, hoping to take it over. He assembled an army that was 3 to 6 times larger than Vlad's forces, so so huge. Vlad appealed to the Hungarians for help, but this time they said they wouldn't help him. This is Hunyadi, Hyundai. The only way to survive was to use a scorched earth policy where Vlad and his army burnt their own fields and poisoned the wells as they retreated, so the Turkish army chasing them didn't have anything to eat or drink.
It's not very nice.
As an ambush
poor
attack...
Poor sport, really.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's a poor sport? As an ambush attack in the middle of the night, Vlad and some of his men broke into the sleeping Ottoman camp in an attempt to capture or kill the Sultan while he slept. Their hope was that if they imprisoned or killed the leader, then everyone else would just go home.
Not bad.
Like it's some sort of a...
Ant colony.
Ant colony, yeah.
We've killed the queen.
Don't they just get a new queen?
Nearly every time, yes. If history is anything to go by, nearly every time a leader is killed, a new leader comes along.
Ant history. That is.
However, they didn't find out what would happen if they killed the leader because they broke into the wrong part of the camp and attacked the wrong part of the army and had to leave empty-handed when the sun started coming up. They were like, where is he? Where's that fucking sultan? Never found him.
They were in the broom closet.
Take a torch, boys.
Take a fucking torch.
Come on.
The sultan and the army continued to chase Vlad, and when the sultan and his huge forces... who were now exhausted and hungry, finally reached the abandoned capital city, they were confronted by one of the most gruesome sights imaginable. Thousands of stakes held the remaining carcasses of 20,000 Turkish captives that had been impaled, that they described as Forest of the Impaled.
Oh.
So they walk into a city and there's 20,000 people on stakes, rotting.
That's disgusting.
The terror tactic, deliberately stage-managed by Vlad to terrify his opponents, definitely was successful. The scene had a strong effect on the Sultan and his most stout-hearted officers, and the Sultan, tired and hungry, admitted defeat, and they went home. So it worked.
Good for Vlad.
And by killing 20,000 of his own people.
No. So these were other slaves and stuff that they captured previously.
20,000 on stake. Where are they getting all these steaks from?
Yeah, it would have been a real good time to be in the steak industry.
Right.
Oh, that would be so good.
Bloody hell. Imagine if you just started up a big steak company.
Jeez.
I reckon he paid really well as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
He's the kind of guy go, look, I'll pay for quality.
Yeah.
These are good steaks. I'll pay for whatever the asking price is.
Yeah.
That was one thing about Vlad. He would kill nearly anyone, but he would pay the price.
Generously.
Generously, yeah.
And tip.
Yeah, he would tip. He would also kill you afterwards, take the money back. But there was a little moment there where you felt good.
Yeah.
And you got paid well.
Thought you were going to be able to put your kids through school, which wasn't invented yet.
No, of course not.
there is actually a story of how crime went down when he was in power because he hated thieves. And if anyone was caught or accused of thieving, impaled straight away.
Does he know how to do anything else?
So... some people were a fan of him because crime went down. So they had this story of having they had a fountain, like a main square type thing, and there were all these gold cups around. And usually you couldn't leave that around because thieves would come along. But people were so terrified of being impaled that no one stole the fucking cup. So there's a positive.
Yeah, good on you, Vlad.
There's a positive.
Nobody's stealing a cup.
Everyone's living in utter fear.
Now, a weird thing about... so. Obviously, that sultan's come along and retreated out of terror. But also, he's strangely impressed. Greek historian Leonicus, definitely mispronounced that, describes the scene like this. The sultan, this is the guy who's looking at the forest of impaled people. The sultan was seized with amazement and said that it was not possible to deprive of this country a man who had done such a great deed, who had such a diabolical understanding of how to govern his realm and his people. And he said that a man who had done such things had much worth. Isn't that crazy?
Feels like that's him rewriting. Yeah. He's like, I'm not saying I was shit scared, I was saying I was impressed by him. It was respect. I'm not a coward.
That shit in my pants? That's from respect.
Yeah. Respect shit. That's a respect bog.
Called it Bogdan. Oh, Bogdan.
Get out of my pants.
Get out of my pants, shit Dan. So the Ottoman army left Wallachia, but Vlad's brother Radu and his Ottoman troops stayed behind. The Ottomans favoured the brother Radu as the rightful leader of Wallachia and hoped to kick Vlad the Impaler out and replace him with Radu.
Uh-oh.
Although Vlad defeated Radu and his Ottoman allies in two battles during the following months. More and more Wallachians deserted Vlad and joined Radu's side. So that was not good for Vlad. So Vlad withdrew to the Carpathian Mountains, hoping that the Hungarian king, now Matthias Corvinus, would help regain the throne for him. They had some negotiations, however, that didn't go well for Vlad, because after a few weeks of back and forth, Vlad the Impaler was captured by one of the king's mercenaries. So he was imprisoned. The Pope at the time, a man named Pope Pius II, was a bit like, what the fuck, why have you imprisoned a man that's helping us fight against the Ottomans?
Dave,
I've given him money.
A Pope would not say, what the fuck.
Look, Jess, I've got it written down.
He would have said it in Latin.
Sorry. Of course, Jess, you are the patron saint of Latin on this podcast. Many times I've asked you to translate before. How would a Pope say, what the fuck?
Amo fuckus.
Amo fuckus.
Yep.
Thank you.
Fucas. Beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Fucas. Fuck us all.
So the Pope said, a Pope was a bit like, amo fuckus.
Thank you.
Now that. I've given this guy money to fight against the Ottomans. Why have you imprisoned him? And so, to justify his actions, the king who just arrested him, King Corvinus, presented three letters to the Pope that had allegedly been written by Vlad. And in these letters, Vlad offered to join forces with the Sultan's army and fight against Hungary if the Sultan restored him to his throne. So, most historians think that these letters are bullshit and that the guy just...
Are we talking stitch up?
It's a real stitch up.
Bloody hell.
Three stitch ups. The Pope seemed to have believed the bullshit and left him alone, and Vlad the Impaler was imprisoned for nearly 14 years.
Wow. So that's a lot of time that he can't impale anyone.
Oh, he is not doing... Well, I mean, there's always prison impalement, but that's a different story.
Shivan.
There's that too.
Get busy, Shivan.
Get busy dying. All the while... So he's in prison for 14 years. All the while, his brother Radu is the king of Wallachia, completely under the control of the Ottoman Empire, and no records of those of him in those times survive. When Radu died in 1475, pressure on King Corvinus had grown sufficient enough to allow the Impaler to reclaim his throne with Hungarian support. And in the summer of 1475, Vlad was sent home to Wallachia to fight against the new king, and he was restored to the throne.
Oh my god, he's back, baby. What a summer.
Oh, he's back. Sadly, his third reign was even shorter than his first. Remember, that was only two months.
Okay. 6 days.
6 days. Not a bad summer rain.
What do you think?
I reckon, well, it's going to be...
Summer rain.
I think it'll be a fortnight.
2 weeks.
It is just over a month.
Fuck.
He was in charge for just over a month. However, at the end of that month, he was killed in battle.
How was he killed?
With a sword, I'm assuming. After he died, the Turks cut off his head and took it to Constantinople as a trophy, and the rest of his body was cut into pieces.
Yuck.
His burial place is often speculated upon, but not confirmed.
That's pretty gross.
So he died, but after he died, his legend only continued to grow. So he was feared for his legendary cruelty throughout his lifetime. But after his death, his legend only got bigger and bigger, spread by both his friends and his enemies. So don't get me wrong, he was definitely fucked up, but it's hard to know which stories are true and which ones aren't. So he impaled a lot of people, but you know, figures like 20,000, it's not
oft exaggerated sort of stuff.
You'd have to apply a lot of force to impale someone. Like, you really got to shove it in, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they did it with a horse.
Excuse me? They did it with a horse?
What? I don't know if that's relevant to what we're talking about,
I'm just talking about impaling someone,
Sorry,
Dave.
I zoned out again. And I was talking about impaling someone with a horse's phallus.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about. No, sometimes... I don't know if you want to keep talking about impalement. I wasn't going to bring it up because it was so fucked up. But they would tie someone to a horse and that's how they would get the...
Tie them to the horse and then the rod would be...
I still don't understand.
Stationary, and then, you know, they would be pulled into the rod and then the rod would... Yeah, I don't want to... It's fucked up.
Oh,
it's awful.
I hate that so much.
He is regarded by some as a Romanian national hero.
Okay.
All right, Romania.
So when did Malavia become... What did I say? What was Wallachia. Fuck, that was not...
Malavia.
Close at all. Wallachia, which is a great name. Is that almost... Is that like similar boundaries to modern-day Romania?
Oh, no, that's in the southern part, and then they unified with the northern part to become right. Romania.
I love it. Wallachia is a great name.
It's actually, it's Wallachia. So if I've been mispronouncing that for an hour, I apologise, but the one translation that I found was Wallachia.
Wallachia, I like Wallachia. So when did he become, do you know anything about when the jump from real Dracula to the mythical Dracula happened?
Yes, I'll just wrap up with it. The stories about Vlad made him one of the best-known medieval rulers of Europe, and specifically in the Romanian lands, because people would talk about this fucked-up dude that lived, last century before. And it's often thought that Bram Stoker based the title character of Dracula on Vlad. Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was published in 1897, was the first book, however, to make a connection between Dracula and vampirism. So Vlad the Impaler, whilst he was rumoured to do a lot of weird stuff, he wasn't rumoured to be a vampire in his lifetime.
Right. But he was rumoured to drink blood, which is a classic vampiric thing.
That's right.
I've seen Buffy.
Great show.
She does some impaling.
Yes.
Now I get it.
Now, some people do think that Bram's also included that. Obviously, a great way.
Stake through the heart.
Stake through the heart.
And you're too blind.
Stake through the heart. Oh my god, stop it.
Do you think it's because.
Stop! Get out of my head! Matt!
Do you think it's because stake to the ass just wasn't as commercial?
Stake to the ass! Or the vagina!
You got two options in 50% of the population.
Yeah, Jess, you've got options.
Oh. I don't know which one I'd take.
Ooh, I don't think you get a choice.
I don't want to think about it either. Yeah, you're right. Probably don't. They wouldn't give me a choice. I don't want to discuss it. Move on. God, I'm clenching again.
Although Stoker's notes for the novel do include mentions of Dracula, the historical account from which the notes were taken only mentions his name, not the fucked up deeds for which he was known. So some people think that Bram just liked the name, or some people think that Bram liked the association of the crazy stuff that he did, and you could base an evil character on the things that he did. There's a lot of debate about that.
Right. Was Dracula, the character's always been like the one in my head with the slick hair and the widow's peak and the...
Yeah, in...
Avant or suck your blood. Did he say that in the book?
No, it's the Count from Sesame Street.
So I'm thinking of the Count.
Avant or count the numbers.
One.
Have you seen that video where they bleep counting or something like that?
No.
Oh, well, I've got to show you that.
He always says three so enthusiastically. It's like, three! He's the best. Anyway.
You're going to love this video where they bleep out count. It is. It's up there with the Melodica Jurassic Park video.
Ah, great.
Final thing on Dracula is others claim Stoker came across the name Dracula when reading about Romanian history and chose to replace the name Count Wampyr, Wampyr, that he had originally intended to use for the villain. So imagine if it was called Count Wampyr.
Nah,
it just doesn't have the same ring.
Wampyr, but they don't pronounce W's maybe, so it's Vampyr?
It's probably Vampyr.
That makes sense.
Some people at some times.
It probably is Count Vampyr, but still, Dracula's just that.
Dracula's cool.
Great name. And it means...
Little dragon.
Son of a dragon.
Son of a dragon.
Little dragon.
Little dragon.
Who's my little dragon? Dave.
I am.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Wow.
Well, that's my report on the most fucked up person in the hat.
Vlad, that impaling son of a bitch.
No, he's bad, isn't it?
I didn't like the thinking about being impaled.
Sorry, but I felt like if I glossed over it, some people would have been pissed off.
Absolutely.
Some people have tuned in just for the impaling.
I was going to say that was the key.
I think the image of just a forest of people, that's disgusting and amazing.
Yeah, Rod Forrest.
Rod Forrest.
He was my old accountant.
Rod Forrest, put it there.
Put it there, Rod. All right.
Good on you, Rod.
Buddy, got on you there, mate, Rod. Good to see you. Keep those books balanced, all right, buddy. All right, man. It's all business, Rod.
Sorry, Rod, are you telling me to balance my own books? Why do I need you?
All right, mate. Well, yeah, the way you said it, you just do it, all right. No, you just do it, mate. I'm more here for encouragement.
It's more of a life coach.
Balance those bloody books, mate, all right?
Right, mate, all right.
All right. Uru. He always said Uru, which I like. Uru.
Uru. Good on you, Rod.
Good on you, bloody Rod. You bloody done it again. Well done, mate. Bloody well done.
And that is the end of the report part of the episode, but it's time to thank Rod Forrest, who has brought this episode to you. We would like to end this episode by thanking you, first of all, for downloading it, and also to thank a couple of people that supported the show and made it possible via hitting up our Patreon page, patreon.com/dogoonpod for all your Patreon needs. If you want to pledge a little bit to the show, even a couple of bucks a month really does help us out.
$5 helps more.
Yeah, $10,000 a month.
We're not asking much.
Even more again.
That helps. Yeah, the more you pledge, the more you help.
You know what I found out recently? We're over 40% of the way to our US tour goal.
Ooh.
So excited.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
Wow, that's weird. Like, it could really happen.
I know. I think we didn't fully believe it when we said it.
No, it's like it was like a pipe dream. A phrase I've never understood. What's a pipe dream?
I think you're high on crack. Crack pipe.
Yeah. You have, you know, those waking dreams when you're on a crack high.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, you relate to this.
I get it. I love crack. Anyway.
Anyway, send us money for crack. you can get stuff in exchange, including a bonus episode once a month. So that's always a lot of fun. And also, we'd like to thank a few people that support us. And I would like to ask Matt to kick us off this week.
Okay, great. I'd love to thank... from Glasgow.
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 Oh, can I say, we'll get a theme going here. We had Vlad the Impaler. I would like these people to be the something.
Okay, great. I'd love to thank Lewis McFadden. Lewis McFadden. Oh, no, it's hard. You've got good Scottish.
Mm-mm.
Can you do Glasgow,
Lewis.
Dave? Lewis McFadden.
McFadden.
No. Nailed it. No. I was looking at Matt, not Jess. I'm so sorry.
No,
I don't
no.
think I did either there.
Lewis the... Cuddly.
Yeah. What's the cuddly? I like that.
He's the anti-hero too.
Yeah. You know, he's a hero in my books.
He's the antidote to Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Kill him with kindness.
Yeah, that's right. Lewis is a nice person.
Lewis or Louis? It'd be Lewis, wouldn't it? He wouldn't be... That's the French way when you say Louis, is it? Who gives a fuck?
Come
he's
on,
so
he's cuddly.
I don't even... He I'm doesn't care about him. Yeah.
Who else you got?
Lewis McFadden, anyway, from Scotland.
Scotland.
He would have said, if Vlad the Impaler is in the room, he's like, murder. That was a little bit messy, that.
I love when you say
murder.
Murder.
Target.
Murder. Murder.
Thank you so much, Lewis.
You're murdering the language right
Lewis
now.
Lewis the Cuddly.
Lewis the Cuddler. Is it that right?
Cuddly.
Lewis the Cuddly.
Scots have a lot of people. Robert the Bruce, that's a great name.
Robert the Bruce.
Yeah, oh, like Robert the Scots. Bruce.
That's good.
Robert the Bruce.
It's got to be, if it's the Impaler, it's got to be the Cuddler, I think.
Okay, fine.
Lewis the Cuddler. And also, I'd love to thank, from Minnesota, Nathan Hansen. I guess it'd be...
Nathan the Handsome.
I just told you what it had... It'd be have the Handsomer.
The Handsomer.
He makes people more handsome with his presence. Wow. Nathan, the handsomer.
No, that's not good. You make people look better by comparison. You walk into a room, suddenly everyone looks real good.
Yeah, I was an 8. Now I'm a 10.
No, I meant more in a magic way that he lifts everyone, not by his own fuggliness. He's from Minnesota, which is where the Timberwolves are from. I'm making an effort to get even more into North American sport.
That's good. It's good stuff. You bought a shirt from Gary.
I did buy a shirt from Gary. A sweatshirt. Gary Steelheads.
It's now a defunct team.
The CBA.
Which is the college, is it?
I think it's Central Basketball Association, something like that.
Oh, right.
So they were a semi-pro league.
And when did they disband? Like, is this shirt, like, vintage?
It is rare. They disbanded 5 or 6 years ago. They lasted, I think, about 9 years. They're my favourite team of all time of any sport, after the Saints, obviously.
We will be hitting up Gary on that tour. You better...
100%. I already mapped out a tour that goes... It's like only 7-hour trip.
Mm.
Get this. 7-hour trip from Gary
yep.
to Pittsburgh, where the Penguins live.
Yes.
And you can, on the way, take in Orkron, Ohio, perfect, which I still haven't figured out how to say.
Still not doing that's it not right, right, is
that's
it? That's not
good. Orkron.
Oh my god, stop.
It looks like Akron, but they say there's W's in the pronunciation. Orkron. All right, great.
No good.
Nathan the Handsomer and Lewis the Cuddler.
I've come up with two solid ones so far, boys, so lift your games.
Okay.
I would like to thank, from London, our lovely listener who has supported the show, Edith Gordon.
Oh, Edith.
Edith Gordon's one of my best friends.
Thank you. I said we knew Edith.
Oh, yeah. You know Edith.
I know Edith.
You know Edith?
Edith from London?
Yeah, well, she used to live in Melbourne. I'm going to see her next week. She's coming down for Meredith in a wedding.
I said, he said Edith Gordon. I was like, I know Edith Gordon. He goes, from London? I was like, oh, it can't be the same Edith Gordon then. How weird.
She moved to London.
It is Edith Gordon.
Edith the Traveller.
Oh, there we go.
Edith the
Well
Traveller.
Done. Okay, and then I would also, well, hi, Edith. And thank you for supporting the show.
Love you, Edith.
Love you, mate.
I'd love to meet you, Edith.
And from North Carolina.
Oh, what's your fact about North Carolina?
That Michael Jordan played college basketball.
I love that one.
Christopher Verrill.
Christopher the Shorter, which is because Michael Jordan,
oh my God,
always wore,
stop,
his North Carolina University shorts underneath his Chicago Bulls shorts. I learnt that in Spaceballs. No, I didn't. What's
Space Jam?
Spaceballs.
Which is a Star Wars parody by Garth Brooks. That's right. Not right. Mel Brooks.
All right,
Jesus
Dave,
Christ.
Stop talking, Matt.
Garth Brooks. Classic. All right, I would like to thank and help me out here with some great names here. All the way from Missouri, Jason Waltz.
Jason the Waltzer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Jason the Dancer.
Waltzer.
All right.
It's the only he can't samba, can he?
I reckon he can.
He can't Lindy Hop, can
yes,
he?
No, he definitely
can. He
can
waltz.
He can. And also do the Charleston.
You still don't know what a Charleston is. You're just moving your arms about.
You're just making shapes. You're conducting a choir.
Look like you're doing some spells.
You're telling people to slow down because
you've
had
an accident.
Look
like you're being electrocuted. You're telling your driver to turn their lights on at night. All right, yeah, good stuff.
Good on you, Jason Waltz from Missouri. Thank you so much, Jason the Waltzer.
See, he said Waltzer.
Oh, it's definitely Dancer.
It's not Tony Danza, is it? Fucking
look,
idiot.
It should be. I would like to thank, from Ontario, great Canadian listener, Tabitha Post.
Tabitha the Dogger.
What?
I don't know.
Do you just get a feeling?
No, I just tried to say the first thing that came to my mind.
That's like the time you said Daesh. So maybe stop saying the first thing that comes to mind.
All right, give me another try.
Tabitha Post.
Tabitha Post. She's an oft communicator of the interwebs, I'd say.
Tabitha the Communicator.
That's great.
Post. It's very close to an impaler. The poster.
Oh, yeah.
The poster. I mean, in a lot of ways, we've just changed their surname slightly.
No.
I thought we were going to go more creative than that.
I did.
Yeah, you had Cuddler.
Cuddler was great. We started strong.
And then you guys fucked it.
No, Waltzer.
Yeah.
Tabitha the Communicator. That's nice.
That's nice. We started and ended very strong.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's
like
all
any
matters.
Good stand-up comedy set, you start and end strong.
We sandwiched.
The middle is a mess.
Yeah, we do 20 minutes of faffing. Then,
we faff way too much.
We wrap it up.
Let's stop faffing.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you so much to everyone that does support the show through Patreon. And thanks to everyone that supported before November the 1st. We are going to get our asses into gear and get those Christmas cards mailed out to you a little bit earlier this year, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe we'll try to do it over a couple of sessions instead of one five-hour session at Matt's house late at night.
But we might. Maybe we'll do, because we're going to do one of our new Patreon rewards is a Patreon video chat. Maybe we'll set one up at the
perfect
at the card session.
Because we listen to Christmas carols and we have dinner. It's very cute. We're adorable.
That's right. Maybe we should make this announcement on here just in case you didn't see it on our social media or on Patreon itself. We have decided to phase out the golden hat in order to make more people involved in the voting on the topics. So to make it a bit more inclusive, so now the level that was the Golden Hat, which was limited to 9 or 10 people, is now open to anyone. And if you get involved with that level, you get to vote on my topic as well as Matt's topic. So 2 votes a month. And you also get an exclusive video chat, which we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks for the month of November. So the first ever one. So that should be fun, right?
Yeah.
Really pumped for that.
Really pumped.
We both sounded pumped. Yeah!
It's so late at night when we're recording this. Well, it'll be interesting. We'll have to find a time where people from all around the world can be awake.
I reckon it should be 12 p.m. Gary, Indiana time.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Do we have any Gary listeners?
Oh, my God.
Surely someone would have reached out to me if they were from Gary.
Surely.
Do you live in Gary? If you want to get in contact, and you're either from Gary or not from Gary, but if you are, please do get in contact. It's at DoGoOnPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and DoGoOnPod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Please.
Drop us a line.
And I think the nice, Dave started mentioning this recently, it was something so nice, if you can't do any of those other things, just the nicest thing if you can just recommend us to a friend. And we've been getting messages from people saying, I heard about this from a friend of mine, and it is fucking so sweet.
It's the
so
best. Nice.
And if you could recommend it to the mayor of Gary, Indiana, so we get awarded the key, that would be so good.
I want to get the key to Gary. Imagine you could unlock any Gary hole, any Gary lock.
Any Gary hole.
Matt, no, that's not how keys work, for starters.
Isn't that what you get if you get the key to the city, you can open any lock?
No, it's a symbolic key.
Oh, I wondered how that would work.
Yeah, the Simpsons lied to us.
I still want it.
Yeah, I want it. But don't put in any Gary's holes. Why are there teeth marks? Stop it.
It would be really cool if we could be listed as the official podcast of Gary, Indiana.
Yes.
I just want to be on their flag.
That would be,
have you seen their symbol?
No.
It's pouring liquid steel onto the globe.
Oh, that's cool.
That is so us.
I took it as a threat.
Oh, that's how they intended it.
And they're also called themselves the City of the Century. Doesn't specify what century.
Huge call.
Love it. I love it.
What? Huge really? Call. The City of the Century?
Yeah.
You've done a lot of research.
I fucking love Gary.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's get out of here so we can get to Gary.
Yes. All right, we've got to get to Gary so we can go to bed. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. And until then, I will say goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Adamanami is here to stay.
What's that?
It's my song, Adamanami.
Did you make it up?
I made up the parts that said, Ot, man.
Dave, do go on.
So, the bit that you didn't make up was Army Here to Stay.
Yeah. That's an Elvis Costello song, Oliver's Army.
But we changed it to Ottoman Army.
Ottoman Army is on its way. Ottoman Army is here to stay. And I would rather be anywhere else but here with Vlad the Impaler.
It's like when toddlers sing to themselves. That's what he's doing
it's
right
like
now.
When toddlers sing Elvis Costello songs,
yeah.
Which they often do.
They often do.
Sorry, Dave, about all of that, that you'll obviously edit out. Mm-mm.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.